Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I don't know about that. I mean, I feel like we ran the ball really well. I think we had a good couple first drives, and then I made a poor decision on a drive. Kind of changed the momentum a little bit. I didn't feel like we were mixing it up. They started to play a little more one high, so we had some chances to take some shots down the field.
That was not a good throw by Rodgers, the first interception, but you know what? I can't be the guy that's been saying, be aggressive, take shots. And then when you get single high, you take a shot and a bad thing happens, and I go, well, why didn't you just run the ball more? I'm not going to be that guy. I would agree that it did shift the momentum at that point in the game, but the Steelers' defense, to me, is a much bigger reason why they lost than the two Rodgers turnovers. Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The morale is high now. There's breakfast here. And we're also excited because we're joined by our filmer breaker downer guy from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Chris Carter. He's on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Hey, good morning to you, Chris. I'm sure you, like us, got zero sleep last night. What do you think was the Steelers' biggest issue last night?
I think the biggest issue is that this team was built on the idea, the secondary and defense was built on the idea that they could run man coverage and they could run with anybody in the NFL. And that did not happen last night. When they went to man coverage, they were getting cooked. And sometimes it was, hey, this is a great throw with great receivers making great plays. You got to give credit to Joe Flacco. Some of the throws he made were just exceptional. But there were other times where it's like, man, Jalen Ramsey, Joey Porter, you're supposed to win these situations. You're not supposed to. And I thought Jalen Ramsey took great accountability after the game when he said, bleep the refs. Like, this ain't about that. He's like, we know that they're going to push off. We know that they're going to come out and they're going to do those things. We have to be better prepared. And, like, a perfect example was the one breakup he had on T. Higgins in the end zone. T. Higgins pushed off him, but this time he was ready to absorb it and counter it. And I think that's the thing is that, like, yes, the Bengals push off regularly, and if it was called like by the book, the Bengals would probably have like 200 yards of penalties because T. Higgins and Jamar Chase just shove cornerbacks all over the field. But we know that they don't do that, and so you have to be better to get around that. And I think that's the thing in this game that didn't happen enough was that him and Joey Porter Jr., especially Darius Slay too, he got cooked by Iosifus on that one deep ball. They were supposed to live in man coverage, and they couldn't with this team. And I think that could be a concern moving forward when you face other teams that have two really good wide receivers. Are you going to be able to man them up? Or are you going to have to go back to being a team that lives in zone and be more creative with that? I think that is the concerning thing that comes out of this game.
What did you think about the offense? Was it kind of like a false look because the defense was so bad for the Cincinnati Bengals? Or do you think the offense actually looked pretty good?
I think that they took what was there and they did what they were supposed to do. Yes, the Bengals are a bad defense and they should have been able to score points on them, but they did. And so I look at some of the things that didn't happen. They made, Aaron Rodgers, that one, I agree with you, Adam, that first throw that was intercepted was not a good decision. But I don't know how many other times you're going to put a ball to DK Metcalf like that on the second interception and it come down as an interception. Personally, I thought that the rule that took the Jalen Ramsey touchdown against the Vikings was supposed to apply, because because DK Metcalf's hand was on the ball while he was laying out of bounds. So I thought that shouldn't have been an interception. It should have been a complete pass. But either way, I look at the way that the offense played in this game, and I say when you score 31 points, you're supposed to win with this team. So I'm not mad at them at all. I think the offensive line is taking steps forward. I mean, there were times last year, guys, when it didn't matter. The three of us could be the defensive line, and they would have gotten pressure on Russell Wilson at times last year.
Well, maybe two of the three.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, like, They were giving Aaron Rodgers plenty of time, and I think that they deserve credit for that. They ran the ball well, and Aaron Rodgers. I know that Arthur Smith. The whole team might have lost that one, but Arthur Smith went to bed feeling really happy because he got Aaron Rodgers to throw four touchdown passes to tight ends, and that's just what Arthur Smith loves to do. So I think that they showed good signs, but like everything else, they got to keep building forward. I think the offense is trending positively. The shame of it is, if the defense had continued their positive trends, they would have walked away with an easy win in this one.
Absolutely. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Steelers had gotten a ton of pressure the last 3 weeks, 17 sacks. They had also stopped the run in a way that they didn't in the playoff game last year in the first couple of games of this season. What happened against the run yesterday?
I'm still assessing that. I haven't had a chance to look at the all-22 just yet, but I think that the big thing was that they did not properly anticipate where the Bengals were going to be coming from in their run game, particularly because the Bengals just didn't run the ball before this week. They had 56 yards per game, before this, and that's not because they were just running, 50 times a game and getting 2 yards. It was because they just haven't been running the ball. So I think part of it might have been they might not have properly anticipated it. But as Cam Hayward says, it doesn't matter. You're supposed to stop the run. Like, against this offensive line, you weren't supposed to let them get going. You're supposed to be aggressive and set the tone. And that's something that also should be alarming if the Steelers' defense can't do this with offenses that just want to show some new looks. And so, personally, I think that the Steelers' defense was, again, the biggest reason here. But when you allow them to run the ball and your man coverage isn't working and then your pass rush isn't getting home a whole lot, you're going to have some problems. And I also think that some of the problems was, hey, the Bengals, they get away with a lot of holes. But, again, you have to fight through those things. That's what good teams do. You go back to some of those big games in the 2008 season when they won a Super Bowl, there were several times where those players fought through really bad calls that should have been. I mean, you can go back to the Colts game in 2005 when Joey Porter says, cheat that. Referees are going to impact things, but you have to fight through them if you want to be a good or a great team. And I thought that they didn't do that last night.
Chris, you're the guy that asked Mike Tomlin the question about Andrew Berry, right?
Yes, that was you.
Do you think that Mike Tomlin's response was just in general, like, you just don't do that? Or was it because of what we saw last night? Was Mike Tomlin afraid in knowing and kind of seeing the future of Joe Flacco dicing his defense up? Which one was it, do you think?
I thought it was more so about you don't do that, but I thought it was more so about a coaching fraternity thing. Because if you go back in this week, you see Kevin Stefanski saying, I didn't know we were doing that. And he was legitimately caught off guard. And people forget, Kevin Stefanski and Mike Tomlin are boys. They used to coach together on the Vikings. So, I actually thought that was more of Mike Tomlin just being like, I'm going to stand up for my guy right now because the Browns are probably going to stink even more now, and I'm going to he's going to get cooked, and I'm going to just put it out that maybe the GM had something to do with this. That's how I took it. I do think that he was like, hey, it also works out for the Bengals and it sucks for us because putting that guy with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins is a lot more dangerous than Jake Browning with those two. So I think that was certainly an element. But I think that how many times has Mike Tomlin complained about something like that to that level? I thought that was a specific instance where he was doing more to help Kevin Stefanski and to kind of back up the coaching fraternity than he was really to complain about Joe Flacco in that offense.
Chris Carter with us. He, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast. Chris, the Steelers are still favored in Vegas to win the AFC North. They are plus, 130. And the Ravens at plus 125. Do you think that the Bengals have re-entered the fray? And do you think that the Steelers will still be able to win the AFC North?
I think they still have a shot. It still comes down to can they play their style of ball. This was a game that I honestly has a toss up for them because of the short week, Thursday night football. And it's funny, if Jake Browning was in, I actually do think I would have been like, oh yeah, yeah, they should definitely win this one. But with Joe Flacco came out, I was like, I want to see how that looks, because Joe Flacco has shown the ability to be put in any offense and just make plays, and not just against the Steelers, but he rejuvenated the Browns a couple years ago when he was there. So I look at the situation. I don't think the Bengals are out just yet, because I do think that Joe Flacco can give his receivers some chances to win. But I also think that there's going to be some times where, like the Bengals' backs were against the wall. If they lose that game, they fall to, 2-5 on their record. So, like, they would have fallen out of contention. I don't know if they'll do all the work to get back in the race. But I do think the Ravens will be coming back. I do think that Lamar Jackson is going to get healthy. The rest of that schedule is not – is not a difficult one. There's some challenges on the way. The Steelers need to get to 11 wins. That is the bottom line. And in their 11 wins, they have to split with the Ravens. And maybe I think at this point, to get there, you kind of need to beat the Bengals the second time, too. But you need to split with the Ravens, because if you split with the Ravens, you automatically already give them a 6th loss. So I think that's the key here, is it's still 11 wins. If you guys remember, at the start of the season, you guys asked me, I said this team is an 11-win team. I thought this is an 11-6 team. I still think they're on pace for that. The difference now is that, the rest of the division has fallen short early. So you're saying, well, maybe if they push a little bit more, they'll get there. But I still think this is their division to win if they can get to 11 wins. But the bottom line is they gotta handle their business moving forward. This was a game that if they won, they would have given themselves a cushion to go 1-2 in these next three against the Packers, Chargers, and Colts. But now they kind of need to go 2-1 at least to get to that pace that we're talking about.
Chris, did anybody play well on defense? Was there any bright spots on defense?
I thought Chuck Clark did. I thought that you think back to the he broke up that pass to Jamar Chase in the end zone. He had a big hit in the backfield. Now, granted, I have to look at how he did in other things, because obviously the whole pass defense just got chopped up,
yeah,
by the Bengals. So eventually, I'm sure he got cooked somewhere somehow. But I thought he did well there. But it's tough for me to pick and find anyone that did well in a game when you give up 33 points. In the way that they did, especially with the run game wasn't stopped, the pass game wasn't stopped, so it's tough to find anyone. But if just thinking off the top of my head, I would say Chuck Clark would be my answer. But if Chuck Clark's the guy that's been your best defensive player, something went terribly wrong in your game.
All right, last thing for you, and you sort of addressed it in your first answer, but I'll ask it more poignantly here than I did the first time around. More scheme or player related on the defense?
It's a mix, because the scheme was designed trusting that these guys would win those matchups. So, like, that is on the players. And I think that was Jalen Ramsey's point. It was like at the end of the game, they're in man coverage. He has the alignment. He even has good coverage. Joe Flacco just threw a better ball. Yep. T. Higgins adjusted to it in the air, and Jalen Ramsey got beat on that play. And if Jalen Ramsey makes a play on that one and intercepts that pass, we're not talking about it like that. So I think it's just that. But I do think the scheme comes into play is after the first half, when they realized, okay, we're calling man, and these guys are still cooking us, we need to come up with some different looks. That's where scheme comes into play. And so I think sometimes that people get mad at coaching for a single game. To me, coaching comes best in when you don't allow something to carry over into future games. Like, for example, it was bad last year that they allowed themselves to get bullied in the run as much as they did in the late part of the season. And then you saw it come up in the playoff game, and that's why they lost. Now they have to look at it and say, hey, when we go up against other talent teams with talented wide receivers, including their rematch with the Bengals, they have to have a better plan in place. And sometimes it may be, I know the Steelers don't like to do this, but it may sometimes be just, you know what, we're putting two guys on both of these guys. And I know that might stink for Mike Tomlin. I know that might be like a sense of like, hey, we're not forfeiting that. But sometimes you may need to say, hey, we're going to do something that they don't expect us to do. Because Jamar Chase said they did what we expected them to do. And I think that was because the Steelers said, we're not going to forfeit the entire defense to stop these two guys. We're going to have some schemes, but we're still going to trust our guys to win across the board. It'll be up to the Steelers to decide, hey, was this a fluke performance? Will our DBs win the next time we come out there and we call similar things? Or do we change up what we do most of the time to face this specific team? That's going to be, I think, a big test when these teams play again in a month.
Chris, very good. We appreciate it as always, man. Get some sleep.
No, I'm going to try, fellas. See you later.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll answer that question when we come back. Scheme or personnel? You can chime in. 412-928-9370 on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. In fact, we'd implore you to call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
PJ, who is the grand poobah of all things KDKA AM radio, was just in here.
And Pitt football.
And Pitt football. And he's a very nice man.
Yep.
Among the best.
My favorite.
You like him more than me?
Go ahead, what were you saying?
I don't want to put you in that spot of saying that you like me more than him. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. He came in, he was bitching to high heaven about TJ Watt, and for good reason. And so we asked the question to Chris Carter last segment, and we've bandied it about a little bit in the show. Is this more of a scheme issue defensively, or is this more of a player's issue defensively? And this is Sports Talk Radio. You're supposed to pick a side and dig in and be entrenched, and it's trench warfare and no one move off your spot. His answer was the right one. It's both. They acquired these guys to win in man coverage. Then you know what they did? Each and every one of them, Slay and Porter and Ramsey, each lost rep after rep after rep in man coverage. Okay, so now what should you do? You double Chase and you double Higgins, and then you play ball and you see what happens. So they did not adjust well enough. And maybe not Higgins, double both guys. You double
Chase.
And if Higgins beat you, Higgins beat you. But you can't let the guy who got 23 targets get 23 targets. Not after the first 12, maybe. You don't let him get 23 damn targets. So those guys were brought in here to win one-on-one matchups against any receiving core they played in the league with an eye specifically on this game, and they lost their battles. So that's on those players.
Right.
And maybe a little bit on the film study this offseason on whether or not they could do it. But then once you're getting cooked, you got to do something else. And they did not do enough of the something else. So I put that on coaching. It ain't Mike Tomlin's fault TJ Watt didn't get to the quarterback, though. Or Cam Hayward.
Right.
And I could criticize Nick Herbig. He's been a pleasant surprise.
Mm-hmm.
He probably deserves criticism because he didn't get there either. But
what about Highsmith? Highsmith was...
He played more, too. Highsmith did.
The tight end sample, he's a receiving tight end. He was setting the edge on Highsmith multiple times in the run game.
You know what, man?
Multiple.
Well said. I am tired of hearing that Alex Highsmith is this antidote to all their run defense problems. He was bad. They ran away from Watton at Highsmith the first two games. They did it last night. I'm so happy you brought this up. I don't want to criticize Herbig because he's played really well and he didn't play as much as Highsmith. And he's also, by the way, not one of these elite high-paid dudes like Watton, Hayward, and to a lesser extent, Alex Highsmith. Those guys cannot afford to be a no-show in a game against that offensive line. And it's not just that they didn't get to the quarterback. It's that they couldn't stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you stop the run, you might win the game. If you get to the quarterback but are getting gashed in the run, you might win the game. They were bad in every facet of defensive football last night, and I can't put the pass rush stuff and the stopping the run stuff necessarily on the Steelers coaching staff. Those guys are paid to be great, and they weren't even close to good.
That's exactly where I've been at since the start of the show, since the game ended. That was the first question I asked myself, is this schematics? Is this Mike Tomlin? Or is this a player situation where you one-on-one can't win? And, you know, there's blame to go everywhere, but I side more with, hey, you were asked to do one-on-one. You were asked to produce in one-on-one matchups, whether it was in the back end, at corner, or up front, and you didn't win. You got beat. You got whooped at times, too. So
it looked like the Bengals were going to run away with it.
Yeah. They honestly would have if Brown didn't drop that pass over the middle.
Mm-hmm.
The floodgates would have opened up even earlier.
And that was early in the game. Yoshivas dropped too early, too, that guy. Yoshivas. I love saying that name. 412-928-9370 if you want to chime in on this complaining session. It's cathartic. It feels good to get it off your chest. 412-928-9370. Yes, Harry?
Wouldn't it feel better if it got off your nipples, too? But up. I'm punch drunk. Sorry.
Ken Carmen just retweeted a tweet that said, Pony really lifted up his shirt over his shoulders to show his nipples on this app. That's why you can't quit the internet, man. Like, much as you might want to, you're going to see something new every day. Was it more scheme or players? Dorn and I, we take the easy route. We say it's both, but I think that's the accurate route. What say you? 412-928-9370. We will take your calls, texts, and tweets. Coming up next, also, where does this game rank among the Tomlin losses? I compiled a list. This one belongs on the list. Just how high, we'll tell you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next. A lot of people on the text line, unsurprisingly, saying it's more scheme than players, calling out the defensive scheme. I guess if I had to pick one, in the secondary, I would go scheme because they blew it early, but then they never doubled Chase like consistently late.
Yeah, but they're allowed to cover.
I know. The front seven is it's unforgivable to me. It's unforgivable to me. And anybody who would stick up for TJ Watt and blame scheme, you can't criticize Myles Garrett for being a no-show last week. You can't make fun of Myles Garrett for being a no-show. You can't. I did see a funny tweet that TJ Watt dressed up as Myles Garrett for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It made me chuckle before I cried in my McDonald's orange juice. Also, maybe the Steelers should have tried raw-dogging Jamar Chase. Perhaps they'd have had some success that way.
Well, I had it. No, I'm not going to do it.
There's a joke there about coverage, right?
Yeah.
I was trying to formulate it myself.
Ew.
In the meantime, we go to Daryl in the car. Hi, Daryl. You've been waiting patiently, man. We appreciate that.
No, sweat. Just a few bullet points. I want to thank Mike Tomlin for confirming the definition of insanity. The inability to adjust, to not adjust, is incredible.
Well, real quick on that first bullet point, and we'll let you keep going because you have been waiting patiently. Dan Orlovsky tweeted moments ago, that Steelers defensive tape is shocking. No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not shocking, Daryl. It's not shocking because this is what happens. Oh, sorry, Daryl. I'm a little testy today. Do go on.
Hello, Arthur Smith. You know, Freiermuth is a weapon. Thank you for getting him involved. And make no mistake about it, Andrew Filippone is why they lost the game yesterday.
My mom texted me the same thing, Daryl.
100%, and I want to see those nipples pierced.
I want to hear about the nipples getting pierced. Thank you, Daryl. I don't need to see it.
He's not doing it.
Nah, he's probably not doing
no.
it.
No.
Bill in West Mifflin, hello.
Yeah, it's a personnel thing. I don't believe they're going to go 10-6 or 11-6. I think they're going to drop the next three. Then you're going to have another showdown. Flacco is going to own the Steelers again, and it's going to be... You know, it's going to be terrible.
Thank you, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterbacks with a pulse this year have played well against them. Flacco carved them.
Justin Fields did, too. Let's not, like, I know that the Steelers won that game, and Justin Fields and the Jets haven't won a game, but if you go back and look at that box score.
Yeah, he cooked them. He had a pulse that game. Revenge game, first game. It's the best he'll look all year. You know, the guy who had negative 10 passing yards last week. We'll get to more calls at 412-928-9370, but I promised you a list of Tomlin losses, and you tell me where this sucker ranks on the list. October 27th, my birthday, 2013. Steelers played the Raiders. Terrell Pryor had that 93-yard run.
At home? Yep.
Yeah, that was a bad one. Remember when we used to play games on baseball fields?
I played on the Raiders field.
What were we doing?
I played my rookie year, my first game. That I played in was on the Raiders baseball field.
Is it weird whenever you transition from the grass to the dirt?
I mean, but I was used to that growing up. That's what we did.
Yeah.
In youth football. So I was like, all right, it's the same thing.
Yes or no, that was a better quality field than last week at Acrisure
yes.
Stadium. Yeah. November 3rd, also 2013. This was the worst defensive performance in regular season Steelers history. Steelers lost to the Patriots 55-31. Not really a Tomlin loss because it was the Patriots. The Steelers were a bad football team and the Patriots had Tom Brady, but it was such a bad defensive performance that it bears inclusion. Patriots had 610 yards, 200 yards rushing, 400 yards passing. Couple more. Week 13, 09. Steelers lose 27-24 to Bruce Gradkowski.
And the Raiders, and the Raiders, and the Raiders.
Bruce had three touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. Three. In one quarter. Three. From Bruce Gradkowski.
Hmm.
A wonderful man.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be giving up three touchdown passes in the fourth quarter to that man, though. At home. They've also lost to DTR, Bailey Zappi, Ryan Finley, Blake Bortles, Tim Tebow, Kyler Murray with the hapless Cardinals just 2 years ago, and, well, Joe Flacco last year. This is up there for me because anytime you score 31 points, you should win the game, regardless of opponent, whenever your defense is paid as highly as the Steelers' defense is. And one of the reasons why I didn't go full-bore pick the Bengals yesterday is because I thought Rodgers could be the antidote to the Tomlining.
So did I.
And you know what? He was great, but he couldn't escape the Tomlin Thursday night loss. 412-928-9370. Dave in Newcastle next up. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I kind of had an epiphany last night. You know, I have a cool thing to say, and everybody uses the cliche that, you know, we're never going to win, you know, another championship with Tomlin as the head coach. And I was, you know, looking at this game last night. There's definitely some truth to that. Like, real quick, let me give you the reason. What I noticed about Tomlin is in the big games, he freezes up. He, you know, he has this saying that you don't live in your fears. I think it's like a projection of what he actually does. Anytime there's, you know, these games, we call them the Tomlin games, where it's like either games that are of consequence or games that he should win, and it starts not going his way, instead of jumping in and making adjustments, he sits there on the sideline with this stupid look on his face and does nothing. And so, and that's what I think. And as good coaches will jump in, coach the guys up, make adjustments on the fly. That's something that he does not do, and that's why we'll never win another one with Tomlin, and that's why he's the bottleneck to this team doing anything.
Thank you, Dave.
He did have that kind of blank stare throughout the whole entire game.
It's one of my least favorite things ever. Dan Bylsma used to have a really good one with the Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
The funniest face we did see last night, to inject a little levity, was when Joe Flacco hit Ja'Marr Chase wide open over the middle. Chase dropped it.
He dropped a pass?
He dropped a pass? Are you kidding me? Yeah, that was a stupid look. Whenever he said he was going to do a cliched thing, I also thought he was going to do the 6-7. Darnell Washington did it after his touchdown. Did. I laughed hard.
Did you?
I did.
Doesn't Joe Flacco bother you just by just his demeanor? It's just like he just, yeah, okay.
Doran, he has now become an all-time Pittsburgh sports villain.
Yeah.
An all-time Pittsburgh sports villain. I mean, he has beat the Steelers more than any other quarterback in modern times. He's done it twice, like well past his prime, which seems to stick in my craw. More like, you lost to the Ravens back in the day with Joe Flacco. It's like, okay, they got Ray Lewis, they got Ed Reed, they got Terrell Suggs, they got Ray Rice, they got all these great players, Haloti Ngata, to name a few. And, okay, we respected the Ravens. This guy is a cadaver, and he's out there, he's carving you up. He is an all-time thorn-in-the-side kind of dude for you. And I will hate him for all eternity until he's the Steelers' starting quarterback next year, and I'll forgive him. That's what happened with Rodgers. I found myself, every time Rodgers was being demonstrative towards one of his receivers, being totally on right. his side.
Yeah.
I think his accountability is massive to this squad. So, hey, Darnell Washington, don't tackle him from behind when he's celebrating a touchdown.
Roger Jones.
Whatever. Who did I say?
Darnell.
Ah, forget it.
I'll be placing blame on guys that didn't do it.
You're right. In fact, if Darnell had done it, he would be a cadaver.
Yeah.
He would be dead. Yes, Harry? Same thing would happen if you jumped on my back.
You also accused earlier George Pickens of doing the first down point.
And it was Chase Claypool.
Chase Claypool in that game.
Yeah.
You're doing great today.
I'm doing better today than Jalen Ramsey did last night. I can't wait to see, like, the next-gen stats, how many catches and yards he specifically gave up last night.
A lot.
Again, if you're just joining us and you slipped through the game last night, Ja'Marr Chase, 16 catches on 23 targets with a drop. Could have been worse. And 161 yards. Hooray.
He dropped a touchdown, too, but then he got the next one.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase? Yeah.
Yep.
He literally bobbled a touchdown. They just went right back to him. They're like, all right, touchdown. He did whatever he wanted.
Yeah, fuck.
Did whatever he wanted. That's unbelievable.
Do you think they knew they were going to... Like, it was a secret to nobody in the world apart from the Steelers that they were just going to keep throwing it number one's way. I mean, and listen, that guy's great. He is great. They could have done everything right schematically, and he still might have gone off, but they didn't.
Right.
And you see what happens. 412-928-9370. You want to throw out your worst Tomlin game of all time. Also, who else is among the greatest villains in Pittsburgh sports history? And what do you blame, schematics or personnel? Yes, Dickerson.
Man, I'm thinking right now, maybe this is crazy. I'm thinking Ja'Marr Chase is more important to the Bengals than Joe Burrow.
Look at you. That's a sports talk radio take,
man,
my friend.
Like,
I love that. Why'd they spend all that money on Joe Burrow? Just get an offensive line and a defense. Keep those wide receivers.
Look at what Joe Flacco just proved. Jamar Chase, man, out. If he was out and Joe Burrow was playing, I think the Steelers probably win the game. Which is crazy to say, but
man.
You take that share count away and how he executes it too. It's not like the difference, 16 catches to 23 targets, that's a pretty good difference. It's not like it was like 23 targets to 10 catches.
Mm-hmm. No, they had no answer the entire game. And it could have been 18 for 23 because he had the two drops. The only thing that stopped Jamar Chase was himself. Great. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. My brother-in-law is one of the most reasonable sports fans you will ever meet. And we are arguing via text because I'm all pissed off. And he goes, I just have trouble getting pissed about a Thursday game. Back-to-back AFC North games, traveling on a Thursday, that ain't real football. I said it was real football for Cincy. He said, well, they weren't playing defense either. Nobody else shares that opinion, right? Like, it's a Thursday, it's a throwaway, it doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm in the ballpark. Like, to me, it doesn't really affect anything moving forward, to be honest with you. I think that the Steelers are still going to win the AFC North. I think that they still have everything in front of them. I think this was a blip on the schedule. They're going to lose at some point. They're never going to go, with one loss all season. I think that you move on from this and you just get ready for Green Bay. To me, it's a tough loss on a Thursday night. You never really win on Thursday nights, but hey, it is what it is.
I mean, it's the spot they were going to lose.
Right.
Like, it's the one before the year, whenever it was going to be Burrow, I mean, we all called it an L. I mean, going on the road, the Tomlin's record on Thursday games, like, we all called it.
Right.
And then Joe Flacco played like Joe Burrow. That all being said, Mike Tomlin's road winning percentage now on Thursday night games, he's 2-10. It's a 166 winning percentage. League average is 431. So it is tough on the road team. There is absolutely, that is absolutely a fact. And now that's 10 consecutive AFC North teams that have gone on the road against another AFC North team and lost on a Thursday. So it's not a uniquely Mike Tomlin problem, but his winning percentage is 166 on the road in these games, and the average is 431. That can't happen. That can't happen. You can lose more than you win on the Thursdays because that's the league. I mean, we talked about it earlier this week. The Rams, they were the home team, even though there were more 49ers fans there. But that was a Thursday game. Weird things do tend to happen, but I don't excuse them because of it. And there's a lot of repeat stuff going on. Like, the run defense rearing its ugly head again is just unacceptable to me, no matter the circumstances. And they finally were healthy. Like, this is the defense they want. Deshaun Elliott wound up playing. Everybody that they wanted to play. And they gave up 33 points to Joe Flacco. 412-928-9370. Let's go to James in Baltimore. You're not calling to gloat, are you, James?
Oh, heck no. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, man.
What you got, buddy?
I'm calling because this defense, they exist, and they will be back. And they'll be back in the playoffs. That's what happens every year, whether you notice it or not. The defense is sorry like it is. Several games of the season, but that's the defense that shows up in the playoffs if they make it this year. That's the defense that shows up in the playoffs.
Oh, James, yeah. James, I think you hit the nail right on the head, and thank you for the call. They're like, you said everything's still out in front of them. I think they're going to go 10-7 because they always do. They have the last 2 years. I just happen to think 10-7 this year is going to win them the division. So you'll play a home game, but I expect a playoff game to look something like that.
Because
that's just what the defenses looked like in playoff games
the
last decade plus, or the last better part of a decade. 412-928-9370. We got Lee Sterling. He's going to keep it quick today. We want to make you some money. Jason Mackey going to be with us, the host of the pregame show here on 93.7 The Fan. And we will continue doing what we've been doing all morning long, dissecting this disastrous loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High is 63 today. Low, my God, a 38, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, though, beautiful. High is 75, low of 48.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.